there are many midrashim that indicate that Avraham Avinu was willing to sacrifice himself at the time of the Kibshan Aish for the sake of his belief in one God. It would seem that Haran, his brother, was not saved. He didn't deserve to be saved. He died, he perished in the furnaces of Kazdin. Rashi quotes it at the end of Parshas Noach. Avraham Avinu, on the other hand, was completely dedicated to the conviction and the belief in one God, to the extent in which he was ready to be thrown into the fires of Kazdin. And therefore we would conclude that it was a great merit on Avram's part, and therefore he was saved. The Gemara at the end of Pesachim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself declares, Ered, I will go down and I will save the tzaddik from the Kibshan Aish. Over and over again in Chazal, we speak about the merit of Avraham Avinu in being ready to be cast into the fires of Kazdin. In Pirkei the Rabbi Lozer, in the 26th Perek, Asara Nisyonos Nisnas Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was tested no less than 10 times. The Omed Bekulon. And he had a perfect record. The second on the list of the 10 is Nosno B'toch Kivshan Aish. U'melech HaKovod, and God in heaven, Pashat Yad Yamino, he extended his right hand, V'itzilo mitoch Kivshan Aish, and he saved Avraham Avinu from the furnaces of Kazdin. We could summarize it all in one sentence. In the merit of Avraham Avinu's great righteousness, of his withstanding the test, he was saved miraculously from the fiery furnace. As the Tanchuma says it, in merit of Avraham Avinu's sacrifice for Kiddush Hashem, he, Avraham, was chosen to be the father of the nation of Israel. And based on this introduction, we find it absolutely amazing and very confusing to see the words of the Medrash in Breishis Rabbah. It's number Samach Gimel. And the Medrash interprets the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Anovi, Perkhov Tes, Lachain Koamar Hashem El Beis Yaakov Asher Podes Avraham. The Medrash is perplexed by this pasuk. God declares, Beis Yaakov Asher Poda Es Avram. Avram is being redeemed, but the introduction is Beis Yaakov. And the Medrash asks, Heichan Matzinu, where do we find Shepa'odo Shepido Yaakov LeAvram? The Medrash understands in this pasuk that it is Yaakov who redeems Avram. Where do we find that Yaakov redeems Avram? And the Gemara quotes a memra here in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Avram nitzol mikivshan ha'esh bizchusel shel Yaakov. Why was Avram spared the death, the certain death, and God miraculously saved him from the fires of Kazdin? Bizchuso shel Yaakov, in the merit of Jacob. What's this all about?
Why not Yitzchak?
Why not Yitzchak? Why not Avram himself? I mean, after all, he was willing to sacrifice himself. All the Midrashim speak about the great merit of Avram. In fact, it was Avram who at the time of the Kibshan Aish was chosen to be the father of this great nation. Why Yaakov? And the Medrash continues. Mashal. Li echad shahayelo din lifnei ha-shilton. In this metaphor, the author of the Medrash pictures in front of our eyes an individual who's accused of some very severe criminal act, and he's brought to judgment in front of the king. V'yatza dino lisaref. The verdict was handed down after the trial that this individual would suffer a brutal death and be burnt at the stake. The Medrash continues, Vitzafa oso shilton v'astrologia shalom. It seems that the leaders of those countries, the rulers, had certain officers who were able to use astrology to predict the future. And they looked and they scrutinized into the future of this individual. And what did they find? They discovered Shaya Oso Ish, this individual, Asid Laholid Bas. In the future he would be a great-grandfather of a girl, Vehi Nisei Slamelech, and she would become the princess. Amar HaShilton, as a result of this astrological calculation, when he got the report back from the astrologers, he declared, Kedayu li natzel b'sluso, so we should save this individual, spare him from his verdict of death, of execution, in merit of that daughter, that girl that's going to be born from his progeny, who is destined to become the princess. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? Kach, so too. Yotza dino shel Avram lifnei Nimrod li sarif. The verdict was, and I say this medrash with a shudder in my spine, that Avram was meant to be burnt. This was the verdict. This is the death, the execution that Avram deserved. Vitzaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but God looked into the future down the line, Shaasin Yaakov Lotzeis Mimenu. Amar, God declares, Kedayu Avram li natzel b'schuso. It pays and makes sense to spare Avram of death for the sake of Yaakov. Hadod Ichsiv, that's what the Pasuk in Yeshayo indicates. Lachain, therefore, Komar Hashem, God declared, El Beis Yaakov Asher Pades Avram. It's Jacob who redeems Avram. This is an unbelievable chidush, a new insight that radically departs from everything we've seen, everything we've known about the nature of Avraham Avinu's great trial at the Kivshan Aisha, which he succeeds and passes with flying colors. This new idea in this Medrash, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Avraham is saved not in the merit of his own actions, but in the merit of what's going to come out of him in the future, namely Yaakov Avinu. Perhaps the Medrash is indicating that God will not change the laws of nature, even for someone as great as Avram. Yatzadino lisarev, says the Medrash. The verdict was handed down, he should be burnt at the stake. That's the din of Nimrod, and God will not interfere, he will not intervene. There's a natural law, and if the fires will destroy Avram, that's what's going to happen. That's Teva, that's nature. But God will intervene and bring about a miracle because of Yaakov. Who is Yaakov? He is the symbol of Knesset Yisrael, the 12 Shvatim that comprise the great nation of Israel. For an individual, for Avraham Avinu, as great as he is, God will not change the laws of nature. But for the sake of all of Klal Yisrael, for the sake of the entire experiment, the entire endeavor of creation, which was for the purpose of creating Beis Yaakov, God will intervene, he will change and alter the laws of nature. The bris relationship, the covenantal community, the relationship between Almighty God and Am Yisrael, this is the schus that's going to, so to speak, influence God, kaviyachol, to make the decision to intervene and change the laws of nature. Because after all, this is the entire purpose of nature. As Rashi says in the beginning of Gracious, in the name of Chazal, Bishvil Yisrael, Nivra Olam. The entire world was created Bishvil Yisrael. The whole purpose of the Bria is now in question, whether it will or will not, because if Avraham Avinu will perish, then Knesset Yisrael will never come into existence. So God actively intervenes to change the laws of nature, to cool off the fires of the furnace of Kazdan. And therefore we could say that Avraham was saved for two different reasons. First, because of his righteousness, and secondly, for the sake of the offspring of Avraham, specifically Yaakov, who represents Beis Yisrael. Let's continue. The question I want to raise now is a slightly different one. And that is, did the episode of Kivshan HaEsh have an impact on Knesset Yisrael? The Tanhuma says that in the merit of Avraham Avinu's readiness to give up his life, sacrifice himself al Kiddush Hashem, Avraham would be the father of the nation of Israel. On the pasuk Im Chomahi Nivneh Oleha Tiras Kesef, Avraham Avinu is ready to give up his life for Kiddush Hashem. He's the Choma, he's that sturdy wall that doesn't bend in the wind. V'lo ani bilvad, says the Medrash. Avraham claims, not only I am willing to give up my life, but b'nei bonav shel Avraham Avinu, throughout the generations, will be willing to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. So Avraham merits to be the father of those children, those offspring, who are prepared to give up their life for the sake of their belief. And we know how true this is when we look at Jewish history. The Mishnah in the fifth perek of Avot says, Asor nisyonos nisnas Avraham Avinu v'omad bekula. Notice that the Mishnah calls him Avraham Avinu, our father. And the great Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Volozhin, founder of the mother of all Lithuanian yeshivot, who wrote a commentary on Avot called Ruach Chaim, asks the question, why does it say in the Mishnah Avraham Avinu? Why the extra word Avinu? Says Reb Chaim, the Mishnah wants to convey the following fundamental idea, that just like a biological father bequeaths to his children, his sons, certain things that are implanted in the genetic code, in the DNA, and sometimes even midos, even certain attributes and behavior patterns, so too does Avraham bequeath certain attributes to all of Klal Yisrael. The 10 tribulations, the trials that the Mishnah enumerates, demonstrate the kochos ha-nefesh of Avraham, the incredible power, spiritual potency of Avraham, that eventually became part of the spiritual genetic code of the people of Israel. Avram is withstanding all these challenges, these tests, not as an individual just, but also as the father of the people of Israel. Through his success, an entire process will begin, in which every individual of the offspring of Avram through the generations will acquire this midah, this characteristic, this potential of such great power of Mesiris Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, that one should be willing and ready to give up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem. You might ask, how is it that the Jewish people throughout the history were able to display such unbelievable potential to be willing to give up their lives, Al Kiddush Hashem, to martyr themselves? That's not normal. That's unique. And the answer is that all derives from Avraham Avinu. We can attribute it to his ability and willingness to withstand the test. If not for that great act of Avraham at the time of the Kibshon Aish, his children and his grandchildren throughout the generations, throughout the long, bitter history of antisemitism, of pogroms, of decrees against the Jews to destroy their religion, they would not be able to survive. The acts of courage, of unbelievable strength and fortitude of the Jewish people, their sacrifice for the sake of their belief in one God, is all attributable to Father Abraham, Avram Avinu. Rabbeinu B'chai often, in his commentary on Chumash, quotes Midrashim that we don't know about, we don't have. It's an interesting source of Midrash. On the Pasuk, Vayomas Haran al Pnei Terach Aviv Bi'eretz Moladeto Bi'ur Kazdi, the Pasuk at the end of Parashas Noah, which serves as it were as an introduction to Parashas Lech Lecha, says the Medrash quoted by Rabbeinu B'chai, HaKosav Hazeh Yodia Osanu Ma'aloso Shel Avram. This verse reveals the great level, the elevated Ma'ala of Avram. Shemosar Atzmo L'Misa, he was prepared to give himself to death, Al Emunas Hashem Yisparach, for the sake of his faith. V'ilmolei Ramas HaKosuv HaZef, not for the illusion indicated by this pasuk at the end of Noach, Hayroi Lo Dienu Tchila Ma'aloso Shel Avram, this should have been by right, and this is normal for literature, some sort of introductory background. Don't just jump into the life of Avram. Tell us who he was. Tell us about his behavior patterns, his attributes, his characteristics. And then say, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha. How could a dibur, how could there be a divine speech, a prophecy from God to a person without some sort of indication who that person is? In the case of Noach, the Torah introduces Noach by saying, Tamim ayah b'dorasav ish tzaddik tamim. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, in the name of Medrash, there's no need to introduce Avraham Avinu, because we see from the Pasuk Vayomas Haran that there was something called the Urkazdin. Avraham survived it miraculously. Haran did not. Avraham deserved that miracle. Haran did not. Avraham Avinu was willing to sacrifice himself because he had an absolute belief in God. Haran did not. Thus the introduction to Avraham is indicated by this pasuk, which alludes to the episode of Ur Kasdan. The Rambam, in the 7th parak of Yesod HaTorah, writes that through a certain mila, a certain high, lofty, and nobling character, a person comes to become a Novi. Not everyone is a prophet. You have to climb the ladder. ascend to the level of being able to receive prophecy. And therefore, the Torah doesn't usually talk about someone who receives prophecy without first introducing him and giving the background. Who was he? What were his characteristics? Why was he able? How was he able to merit prophecy? But in the case of Avraham Avinu, we don't find anything. No background, no explanation of who he was. Just jumps into Lech Lecha. And this mysterious phenomenon, according to Rebbeinu Bechai, is reconciled, is explained by this allusion that's hidden in the description of the death of Haran. How does the death of Haran teach us about Avraham Avinu? Because both Avraham and Haran stood at the furnace of Kazdan. Avraham would fight and battle against Avodah Zorah, against the idolatry that's so rampant and so accepted in his time. And therefore, for that battle, he's willing to give up his life. For the sake of faith, he will sacrifice himself. This is the Avraham of Ur Kasdim. This is the Avraham of Lech Lecha. Did the episode of Kivshad Eish have an impact on the generation? Not so clear. According to Pirkei Rabbi Lazar, Shiva Dvarim Moftiim Nivru Ba'olam Shalohaya Kamosa. There were seven great wonders of the world. Nothing was like them. And the first one is that from the time of creation, no individual was saved from fires as intense as that of the Kivshan Aish, the great furnace of Kazdin, until Avraham Avinu came and he was saved. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar adds another line, V'ro'u kol anshei ha'aretz. And all the peoples of the world saw it. They were spectators. Or they heard about it. V'tohu. And they questioned. How could it have happened? It must be a miracle. Shlo hoya kamo mishanivra olam. One certainly gets the impression from Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that the episode of Kivshan Eish sent ripples, sound waves, you know, shock waves throughout the entire world. Targum Yonasan presents the thesis that Haran had to be killed because otherwise the spectators would have attributed Avram's salvation, is being saved, to the kishuf powers of Haran. Haran was a machashef. He was a sorcerer. As a result of the death of Haran, apparently, it would seem that the Amim, the nations, appreciated the fact that Avraham was saved miraculously, not as a result of any sort of hocus-pocus kishuf or any sort of sorcery. And once again, here's another source that would indicate the impact of the episode of Kivshan Eish. And I'd like to add a Zohar. The Zohar on the Pasuk Vayom Ascharon says, and we're going to read the Hebrew translation in the Aramaic, B'yom ahu nase nes, on that day that the nes occurred, yodu kal'u avalosh, on every nation and language appreciated Shlohitzil Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that only God Almighty Himself saved Avraham from the fires of Kazdin. Shehu Yichudo Shalolam, and He, God, is the one power on the earth, on the universe. Ben Hazar continues, for Hayu Mevi'im Bnehem LeBeis Avraham. And they brought their children to the house of Avraham v'Omrul, and they said to Avraham, Ra'inu oscha, we appreciate that you are boteach v'kodesh baruch, you have reliance on God. And He, God, is the Ribono shel Olam, the master of the universe. Tilamed lebaneinu bidarkecha. Teach, please, we beg of you, we beseech you, teach our children your approach. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, Am Elokei Avraham, the nation of the God of Abraham. So all these sources seem to indicate the tremendous impact that the episode of the Kibshan Eish had on the people. Rabbeinu Bachai, in Brachos Tezvav in Parshas Lech Lecha Pasuk Zayin, quotes a Medrash that Avram destroyed the idols of his father Terach. As a result, Terach brought Avram in front of Nimrod, the great ruler, and he declared, "Bini Saraf es Elohai Velohecha B'Yesh." My son has burnt my idols and your gods by setting the torch to them. He's destroyed them. Nimrod subpoenas Avram to come in front of him. Avram asks Nimrod, who created the heavens and the earth? Nimrod claims that he himself was the creator of heaven and earth. Nimrod set himself up as a king, divine monarch, as if he was a deity. Omalo Avram. Avram says to him, "Oh yeah, right, you created heavens and earth." According to nature, we know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Aseata, you reverse it. After all, you created the world. You're the God, you're the original cause, the power. Do it in reverse. Shetizrach min amarav, v'tishka v'mizrach. Make it such that the sun will rise from the west and settle and set down in the east. And then, vashtach ishtachavelecha, I will see that you indeed are the God and the creator and the power to be, and I'll bow down to you, I'll worship you. V'yimlav, but if you cannot, he who gave me the courage, he with a capital H, to destroy the idols, who yagbirenu varogoscha, he will give me the power and I will kill you. All this and much more would indicate that Avram's episode at the Kibshan Eish was a spectacle, was in the public eye. It was something that everyone around was impacted by. And the Medrash continues, Rabbeinu Bachai, and says that Nimrod cast Avram Avinu into the Kibshan Eish, and God saved Avram Avinu. We see something here about the nature of idol worship that was rampant at the time of Avram in Ur Kasdan. The masses of people at that time believed that Nimrod was the creator of the world. He was the ultimate power, the prime mover. He was omnipotent. The idols are nothing more than symbolic representations of the powers of Nimrod. Therefore, Avram burns the idols, and it becomes an act of rebellion against Nimrod himself, because Nimrod is the god and the idols are, so to speak, his offices. Therefore Nimrod takes Avram to task, calls him to judgment, but Avram continues to maintain his position, refusing to accept Nimrod as a god, demanding of Nimrod to prove, to demonstrate that he is a divine deity. How do you prove it? Change the laws of nature. And Avram Avinu even goes as far as threatening Nimrod that if Nimrod doesn't succeed, if he cannot demonstrate that he's God, then he, Avram, will prove for once and for all that Nimrod is not God. He will destroy Nimrod. And therefore, as a result of this whole process, this unbelievable rebellion, this the audacity of Avram to stand in front of Nimrod and threaten to kill him, Nimrod decrees that Avram should be burnt at the stake. He should be thrown into the Kibshan Eish. According to the Medrash, the episode of the fires of Kasdan, that episode represents a struggle between two worldviews, between the worldview of Nimrod, who declares and proclaims himself as the divine being, and the challenge of Avram against Nimrod. A different Weltanschauung, a different worldview. And it's, I think, a safe assumption on our part to assume that this event took place in the eye of the public. Avraham Avinu had the chutzpah to stand and challenge Nimrod on all issues relating to the fundamentals of belief. And this certainly called the attention of the masses of people. And when Nimrod, who is believed to be a God figure with unlimited powers, he's not successful to destroy Avraham Avinu, who's the rebellious one against him, there's no question in our minds that this just shocked the entire people. It woke them up from their slumber. They were simply in a state of shock. And what fell apart in front of their eyes, what collapsed, what was completely undermined, was the fundamental belief, the foundation of their belief in the power of idols. There's a book called Sefer Yosher, some attributed to Rabbeinu Tam, and in Parashas Noach, the Sefer Yosher reads the following. Vayiru ha-melech v'asarim v'chol yoshvei haaretz, and the king and all the authorities, the officers, and all the people in the land beheld ki nitzal Avram, the saving Avram in Aish from the great fires of Kazdan. Vayavo kulam vayishtachvu el Avram. They all came en masse to bow down to Avram. Avram was now the replacement of Nimrod. Vayomer Avram turns to them, he says, Al tishtachvu elai, don't bow to me. Ishtachvu elokei ha'olam, but rather bow down to the God of the universe. Asher osa itchem, he did everything for you. You owe him unbelievable, limitless gratitude. V'avdu, you should serve him. Ulechu b'drachav, you should follow in his ways. Ki hu asher itzileinu, Mina Eish Hazos, he is the one, the force, the power who saved me from the fires of Kazdan. We can understand very well why the people en masse, the average rank and file citizen of Kazdan, bowed down to Avram. After all, it was Avram who countered Nimrod. Avram was the big misnaged, so to speak. He challenged Nimrod to change the laws of nature, and in fact Nimrod failed where Avram succeeded. As a result of Avram, the laws of nature were changed. Of course the people wanted to worship Avram because they thought he had the power to change nature. He must be the author of nature. He's the God, he's the creator, let's bow down to him. Now Avram would completely replace Nimrod. Nimrod had failed, Avram had succeeded. Now Avram would take over. He would replace Nimrod. And why not bow down to a man, to a human being? We know that there are religions that deify man. And in fact, Nimrod was deified before Avram. So the people were very used to bowing down to human beings. When Avram was switched now, and he took over for Nimrod, he became the deity figure. Now is the right moment for Avram to teach them the true belief in the deity. To teach them the concept in abstract of faith in God, the acceptance of one God, the need to serve God even though we can't see him, and not to serve anything that's physical, that's corporeal, that's material. Avram teaches the belief, the true belief. It's not he who changes nature. Don't come to me, says Avram, bow down to me thinking I have control over nature. But rather there's one God, one creator of heaven and earth. He's the one who creates He's the one who changes. He can alter natural law. V'lo ro'i l'shtachvos v'lavod. Don't even think or entertain worship of any other power, any force, any energy, any being, any person or any object. Only God Himself. You should bow down and accept the worship of Almighty God. But just in summary, we would say that the great miracle of Ur Kasdan, in which Hashem personally got involved in saving Avram for the fires, was an event, was an episode that had a tremendous impact on the generation. To the extent in which the masses of people wanted to set up Avram as the deity, as the God figure. But, in conclusion, I would like to mention one fact that just doesn't fit into the picture. We've created and painted a picture of the great merit of Avram, the test, the challenge of the Ur Kasdan, the fact that Avram had nothing else to give but to give his life for it. That's all that meant anything to him. And this had a tremendous impact on the people, on the multitudes. And the Rambam certainly advocates for that position, but the Ramban, Nachmanides, in his commentary on the Torah at the end of Parshas Noach, says, Hagoyim ayu cholkim al Avram. The Goyim, the nations, continued to dispute Avram and reject his ideas. The Yichsu es hanes lekochos hakishuv, and they attributed the miracle to the powers of sorcery. V'lo hodu l'Avram, and they never admitted that Avram was right. According to this opinion, it would seem that the episode of Kivshan Eish did not make any impact whatsoever. It just was, shall we say, it went down in vain. And again, this Ramban is very radical. It's a departure from everything that we've seen, all the other Midrashim. But nevertheless, we'd like to understand the Ramban in light of the fact that, according to the Ramban, Hashem brought about a miracle that was not appreciated at all, but rather was attributed to the powers of sorcery. The peoples, according to Ramban, did not confess, did not admit that Avram was right. And therefore, according to the Ramban, the episode of Kivshan Eish made absolutely no impact on the generation of Avraham Avinu. And I think what needs to be studied, and maybe we'll get a chance to do this a little bit later on, we need to investigate, to find a clue, an answer to this tremendous riddle. Why is it that the Ramban insists that Avraham Avinu did not have any merits over here, did not have any impact on his generation? How could the Ramban say such a thing in light of the myriad statements of Chazal about how great Avraham was and how public this episode of Kivshan Eish was, how it impacted on multitudes, on thousands and tens of thousands of people? And how could the Ramban then say that, in fact, it had no impact on the generation? So next time, we'll try to reconcile the Ramban with the other Shitos and see if we can make some sense of it. But at this point, I want to take the opportunity to thank you for coming. And I hope you got something out of it. I hope you appreciate a little bit better, as a result of this discussion, this study, how much of an impact the episode of Kivshan Eish had, how much of a great challenge it was, and how Avram, in passing this test, became Avram Avinu, our father, injecting, as it was, into our genetic code the ability to be so convinced to the absolute truth of God's existence, that we're ready to give up the most precious thing we have, our own lives, in order to publicize that belief in one God.